A reading from Matthew 14, 3-5. Now Herod had arrested John and bound him and put him in prison because of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife. For John had been saying to him, "It is not lawful for you to have her." Herod wanted to kill John, but he was afraid of the people because they considered John a prophet.
Now we have to remember that John played a very prominent role in our on this journey that we have been on. And then John the Baptist sort of disappears on us. And then this is an appearance towards the very end of his life, because he has become a troubler of Herod. And Herod, because he has been behaving badly, marrying his brother's wife, throws John in prison because he doesn't like what John is saying. And John had said that after he baptizes Jesus, that I must become less as he becomes more. But there is that they've been operating in a parallel fashion, but now that's going to come to a crisis point.
Yeah, John has fulfilled his calling. He was the one to be a voice in the wilderness, declaring, "Here's the way." And when Jesus comes on the scene, he recognizes him. And there are lots of different passages of clues of John handing his disciples over to Jesus, because his disciples come to check Jesus out. And there's a looking for an assurance that this is a continuation of what God was declaring through the ancients in the spirit of Elijah. That's where John is operating, you know, the prophet of God. And now in this time, God making his word available again and Jesus being the fulfillment of it.
I love the passage at the very beginning of the Gospel of John, which is one of the most profoundly beautiful passages in all of the Bible. But it really, I think, in a very condensed way, says exactly who John is and what his role is. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness, to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but he came to bear witness about the light. So much of the gospel is about bearing witness to who Jesus Christ is, and John is the first of them.
Yes, he's the testimony giver, the witness. Certainly, this is one of the themes of the Gospel of John, is all of these voices that are pointing to Jesus as being the one who would come, and John is the first one. And what a privilege to be able to introduce someone to Jesus. Like John says, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world."